T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Two till six on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh Lordy, this is so much fun. So Jolly Ned, now there's two companies where he's doing his insider trading. First one, Semaphore, S-E-M-A, and the number four. So Semaphore was an interesting situation. Company pops up with an investment from Annie Lamont, governor's wife, and her highfalutin Wall Street firm. Turns out a long relationship with the state of Connecticut. And the governor signs a secret contract using his executive powers, his emergency powers, to hide outside of the normal bidding process to get Semaphore to do testing for the state of Connecticut. This is during COVID. Now we look at it and we say, okay, he's assuming he can get away with this. He can get away with the dirty inside dealing because, one, there's no media coverage of much of anything in the state. And these kinds of stories go uninvestigated. There just aren't the people around to do it. And there's not the devotion to transparency on the part of the people who control the newspapers because they're just trying to cut staff and cut costs and find a way to deliver news that doesn't take that much effort. And look, I understand there's financial imperatives in everything. But you have to understand, if you're going to have a handle on why things are so bad in the state, a big part of it is because there's nobody to go and flesh out the two-bit criminals like Ned Lamont. So Ned figures he can get away with this because he doesn't get covered. Nothing gets covered. He doesn't get any coverage for what he actually does. He gets covered for what he says. And what he says becomes the news. And this has been a plague in the news business for a long time anyway. Oh, the governor said it. That makes it legitimate because he's an elected official. Well, no, elected officials are in the business of distorting reality for their own benefit. Okay, so then along comes the second story. And the second story is about the company. A couple days ago, the governor announced that this digital currency company is moving to Connecticut. He's paying them $5 million of money that you worked really hard to provide to the state. He's going to pay it to an evil corporation to bring to Connecticut to create evil jobs. Now, why would you pay $5 million to a company to bring jobs to the state when nobody wants to work? When there aren't and the working people have left the state anyway. There are not people to employ. They don't want jobs. So we're paying $5 million to bring jobs to the state. Why? Apparently, the governor wants to do an advertisement for his reelection bid that where he can cite some big number of jobs that he created. But, of course, he didn't create them. You did. He stole your money and bought the jobs. But lo and behold, it turns out it's a company, another one, that he and Annie make money off of. Oh, don't worry, he says. We stole the stock 6 months ago. Like, that's the end of it. Like, the only financial relationship that exists is expressed through the purchase of the stock and the sale of the stock. Well, even if it is just that, there could be lots of material there for us to investigate. For example, what did they make off of that? What impact did it have on the company that the state of Connecticut's governor and his wife owned shares in this company? But then there are all the other impacts it can have from, well, how about the negotiation? The long negotiation to bring the company to Connecticut at the same time that the governor owns stock in the company. How about how that impacts the value on the value of the stock that the Lamonts are later going to sell? How is that value impacted by the fact that there's a negotiation with the state of Connecticut that will lead to $5 million of cash being put into the pockets of the company that Annie Lamont owns? It's endless, the stuff we need to know. 860-522-9842. Mark calling from Windsor. Hey, Mark.
Hello, Todd. I'd also like to know why were so many Connecticut state politicians why did they so easily lie down and belly up and let Lamont dictate through executive powers? One, to me, what they've demonstrated is a lot of them are useless. We don't need them. You know, I'm disgusted with the black politicians that allowed this, that allowed Ned to de facto eliminate our representation.
It is an incredible thing.
Yes. And I've said from the beginning, my suspicion is one of my many suspicions of Ned and these executive authorities is that he's using it to hide his financial malfeasance. He put hundreds of businesses, killed hundreds of businesses that many will never return to Connecticut, small mom and pop businesses, while he and his family made $1 billion.
Isn't that something? Well put, Mark. Thank you for the call. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's one, I apologize to because I can't remember his name, but there's one black male politician from Bridgeport that did protest the executive authorities. But other than that, the rest of these lame duck politicians here that I call poverty pimps, they, you know, we need some real advocates here and we need a real deep cleansing. Thank you, Ty.
Thank you, Mark. And for the TV stations looking for some simple, close to home assignments, send them out to interview the people whose businesses got killed in your community, in the communities that you serve, whatever, newspapers, whatever. Send people out to do interviews on the closed businesses. Wouldn't that be interesting? That would be interesting.
This is the second company the Lamonts invested in.
Oh, that's, hang on, we'll get to the Dennis part of this in a second. But listen to the governor yesterday. This is pretty pathetic.
Well, we sold it as soon as anything was going on.
Right.
As soon as anything was going on. Like, what was going on? What do you mean? Oh, well, as soon as we were going to start talking, you have to ask these questions because he doesn't know how to answer them. What he has a tendency to do is tell the truth when he's hit with a question he's not prepared for. Listen.
Well, we sold it as soon as anything was going on.
Right.
Something was going on. He's saying something was going on with digital currency, with the company that he's given $5 million to. All right, Ned, what was going on with them? Well, we were talking with them about giving them $5 million to bring jobs to Connecticut. Why do you have to pay companies, Ned? By the way, this is just an aside, but why do you have to pay companies to bring jobs here? I thought this is a spectacular state. I thought it's cooking. I thought the state is cranking. I thought, weren't you just a few weeks ago walking around all high on yourself and the state? Like you had made magic happen here, and now you've got to pay people to move their business here? Why wouldn't they be wishing to be here under the great leadership of the Jolly One? I don't understand. It's so confusing. Okay, what else about this?
Well, we sold it as soon as anything was going on.
Right.
When was that thing that was going on? I want to know the day it was going on and the day the sale got made and how much they overlap by. Let's see a timeline. What does that mean, as soon as? Oh, Annie calls up and says, by the way, digital currency, they're just on fire as a stock. I want to buy more. And Ned checks. Josh, can we buy more of digital currency? And Josh goes, no, you dope. We're going to give them $5 million to come here. We have to know if those two things were overlapping. Don't we?
I mean, they had to have, with the way he's saying that.
Yeah. you see how dumb he is? He confesses his malfeasance while he's denying it.
When we promised you $5 million, we then decided to get out of the stock.
I love that first little cut. This is just a random little, 12-second bite that he gave to WTNH.
Well, we sold it as soon as anything was going on.
Right, that's what I mean.
And
as soon as anything was going on, like what? What is the anything?
You know, unfortunately.
Now, he immediately pivots to that there's something wrong with this state because people want to ask questions about things that get done with emergency powers, powers that belong in the representatives, the hands of the representatives of the people. But Ned has made part of some emergency in response to there being no emergency for months.
You know, unfortunately.
So listen to the whine. Listen to what he says. Just a little. All right, we've got to get a break in. Let me go to break, and then we'll talk about what most states do. What most states do in terms of projecting their image. What do most states do versus Jolly Ned? Stay with us. More coming your way on WTIC.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
WTIC, thank you for being here. 860-522-9842. Let's grab Bob in Hartford. Hey, Bob.
How you doing? You know,
what's going on, Bob?
It's good to hear you bring out corruption, but we had the biggest money grab in the history of the state when the trash energy plant came between the mafia and the government. So this is small fry for him.
Well, the thing we're looking for, I don't care about the size of the criminal activity so much, because virtually everything the government does is a criminal activity. But it's the things you can bust them on that will communicate to people that they shouldn't trust and give their vote to somebody like Ned Lamont, who not only is inexperienced and unqualified, but now that he has the job, he's demonstrated no interest in doing the job for any reason other than to impress his wife with how much money he can make her.
Well, we allow it, though. We keep voting the same idiots in office.
Exactly. Yeah, people lack insight, and that's... Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
We have a United States senator who committed obstruction of justice on a Senate floor, but no one's looking at it. No one cares. And he'll get
re-elected. If that's that could be the most innocent thing that's ever happened on the Senate floor. Thank you, Bob, for the call.
That's it for Connecticut companies. And he's in Nashville setting up companies there because Connecticut's pretty complicated.
All right, so this is profoundly inappropriate. This is just a little 12-second clip that was on WTNH yesterday. The governor trying to deny but unable to do it. Instead, he just pouts. He's such a good, noble person in his own funhouse mirror that he looks at in the bathroom in the morning. They've got this huge wall that Lamont's on the 13th bathroom. And it's got this huge mirror is one of those things that makes you look like you're attractive and appealing in some way. It takes away the bad smell. He's got one of those. And he thinks he's just this wonderful guy in this ugly politics. These people who want to suggest that it's somehow inappropriate for him to make personal dollars by investing your money. Why does that bother you? And the way he wants to get back at you, he wants to hurt you the way he's being hurt. The way Jolly Ned gets hurt is that Annie, who's the brains of the outfit and also the powerhouse, like she's the one who makes stuff happen in the Lamont house. And Ned is like the puppy. Sharon, her nickname for him is Bowser. She calls him Bowser. He lives to please her. That's all that matters. So through that prism, listen to him talk about how disappointed Annie is. And she's no longer going to invest money in this state because this state's no good to invest money in. So now the governor is telling the world, don't invest. Don't move your company. Don't do business in Connecticut. It's a bad place. It's hostile. Listen.
That's it for Connecticut companies.
That's it.
And he's in Nashville setting up companies there because Connecticut's pretty complicated.
Oh, it's too complicated to do business for good people like us who just are trying to use our, you know, the money I was born with because I had a super rich great grandfather who started a big Wall Street firm. All I'm looking to do is to spread that money around to help the state, but you won't let me. And my wife, this high power tycoon who's started Wall Street firms and made hundreds of millions of dollars, and she just wants to be able to work in cahoots with me to maximize this financial opportunity. And now I've just got to say to her, look, honey, you're too good and wonderful and important to put up with this. You go invest elsewhere.
That's it for Connecticut companies. And he's in Nashville setting up companies there because Connecticut's pretty complicated.
The future is shot. Forget about it. You thought it was being the number three departure state in the country. You thought it was having the highest per capita debt in the country. You thought it was $150 billion owed to the unions. No, it's Annie leaving. That's the nail in the coffin.
That's it for Connecticut companies.
Oh, my Lord. I'm glad we got Lincoln to talk to. We need somebody with some experience and brain power and courage. Hello there, Lincoln.
Hello, Todd. How you doing?
What's going on?
How's Jolly Ned? I like how you call it Jolly Ned.
What have you been doing, Lincoln, since 1865? Tell us what your observations are.
1865? I've been driving that hot rod Lincoln. Driving my Pappy to drinking. I call him Mr. Peabody from the cartoon way back when. Mr. Peabody.
Yeah, that's
Sherman.
Good. Peabody, which one? Sherman. Wait, which one was voiced by Don Adams? Was he doing one of those?
That was the dog.
Is that where Chumley? It was Chumley on this show with Mr. Peabody.
Chumley was with Tennessee Tuxedo. And Chumley.
Chumley, that's Don Adams. Chumley, I think it's time to go see Mr. Whoopi.
Yeah, Phineas J, it's time to go see Mr. J, Phineas J. Whoopi, Tennessee Tuxedo. Don Adams also did the dog, I thought. I forgot the name of the dog.
So Honest Abe, what's your take on the governor? Does he strike you as a Lincoln sort of leader?
No. Here's the deal. You got his wife. His wife's in cahoots with something. Then the last time I talked to you was the Eversource executive or something that was engaged to Themis Claridis.
Yes, Themis Claridis. Now they did the deed. They got married in order to fuel a run for governor. And I don't know. She's been kind of quiet lately. I don't know if she's going to run. I don't know if any Republicans are running, but we sure need one.
Yeah, you need a Republican in this state to get rid of this one-party rule. Like they had in Virginia. You think it'll happen?
Well, yeah. Ned is so incompetent that, and he lies so automatically that he doesn't think through the lies. Like when he said yesterday, we sold that stock 6 months ago, and now there's a story out saying that this thing, they've been talking about this for months, this sale. So now we've got to get the facts, you know? We've got to get the facts. What did he know and when did he know it?
Well, Biden lies all the time, but he has an excuse. He's got dementia. What's Ned's excuse?
Well, the other Biden excuse is that he's president, and that explains his lying, and the same with being governor. So I think Ned would say he had to lie because that's what you do. You lie for Annie, and if you don't make things right for Annie, you're in trouble.
That's it for Connecticut companies.
Because if Annie's unhappy, forget about it. She's going to Nashville, Lincoln.
Annie, get your gun.
Thank you, Lincoln. Yeah, that's what we get for, let's see, he's been gone 155 years. It's good to talk with him again. Oh, this jolly Ned. So listen to the rest of this cut before we, can we? No, we can't do it before we have to go. All right, we'll play a little more Ned. And what else is happening? Reese on the radio will be here. A lot of fun.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Me take Ned down, cause he's going to Nashville with Annie. All right, let's hear that. Let's hear his State of the Union speech last year. Give us a little Ned. Happier days. Happier days.
All right. Before I close, I just want to tackle one more thing head on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
No more bad mouth in the state of Connecticut. This is an amazing state. This is an amazing state. Everybody knows it's an amazing state.
That was all the people in Florida.
The rest of our country is looking
departure.
At Connecticut in a new light. So should you.
Yes.
They optimism sure are, is Dad. Contagious. Optimism
oh, yes.
is contagious. Make a difference.
Yeah, you make a difference. All right, so that's how he was talking 10 months ago. This is Ned today.
That's it for Connecticut companies.
He sent his wife out of state and forbade her from investing in any more Connecticut companies.
In the race of South.
That's it for Connecticut companies. And he's in Nashville setting up companies there because Connecticut's pretty complicated.
It's too, you can't, if you can't be corrupt and be left alone, you go to another state where it's easier to be corrupt. That's Ned's take. All right, if that's how you feel. Annie's gone. We got to write a song for that. Annie's gone. She's gone. Oh, no. Take the devil to replace her.
That's it for Connecticut companies. And he's in Nashville setting up companies there because Connecticut's pretty complicated.
He's so
Ned's
sad.
Advocating against the state. 10 months ago, he was doing the fake guttural and all that excitement about Connecticut. Can you hit that once more? I just want to hear him do that growl like he's...
No more bad mouth in the state of Connecticut.
Bad
this is an amazing state. This is an amazing
more
state.
Bad mouth.
Everybody knows it's an amazing state.
All right, that's enough. Again, it can only take so much. That's Ned trying to rig things for his companies, and he gets a little petulant when it doesn't go his way. Joining us now, Reese Hopkins. Reese on the radio. Reese, you have a good Thanksgiving? Did you eat a lot of that turkey with those? What are those things in the turkey that make you sleepy but don't make you sleepy?
Tryptophan.
Did you hear about them, that they've been... the whole turkey scare has been called off.
Yeah, I don't even know there was a turkey. We actually did something interesting this year. We had turkey parts. So we didn't even
turkey
have
parts?
Turkey parts? Yeah, so apparently you can buy turkey parts, and, you know, so you don't have to buy the parts that you don't like. So you can get legs.
Can I have a gizzard over here, please? I'll take a gizzard and a neck. I want a gizzard and neck. I was just placing my order.
Yeah.
I'll get one wing, too. One wing. I'll take a wing.
Yeah. So we did that. It was good. It was great. I hope yours was great as well.
Oh yeah. It's so much fun to just chill and hang with people.
Yeah, I did something interesting, and I'll say it briefly. So we had what's called the ex-wives Thanksgiving.
Or ex-wives.
I should say ex's Thanksgiving. So my ex-wife and my girlfriend's ex-husband all had Thanksgiving together.
Stop.
Yeah, it was weird.
How did that go?
It was amazing. It was amazing. It was great. We had fun. We played board games. We played Scattergories. It was fun.
Now, this is an interesting idea, Reese, because if you are you and your former are both with new people who you care about, that makes you not really care that much about the old relationship and the breakup and the hurt feelings. That's all history. It doesn't matter anymore. It's got no resonance. So
yeah,
then you can just kind of renew your friendship.
Yeah, actually, and it's funny because my girlfriend's ex-husband and her are very good friends. She refers to him as her best friend, he alike. And my ex-wife, whom you met, actually. You met when we were married, when I worked in Boston, and she came.
Really?
And and she came all the way down. She actually drove the ex's daughter from New York to the Thanksgiving dinner. So it was it was a whole to-do. So it was a whole coordinated thing. We all had Thanksgiving together. It was interesting.
That's fascinating. You should write a story about that for the New Yorker or something.
Yeah, maybe not the New Yorker.
All right.
But yeah,
maybe
I'm thinking about writing a story about it. Speaking of New York, I guess everybody's following this Chris Cuomo story.
Sure,
right?
It's very exciting to see the gangsters go down, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? Look, I got a different take on this, and it may be the demise of the Cuomo brothers, but I'd like to talk about a demise that no one's talking about.
Okay.
So CNN has decided to take Chris Cuomo and put him on suspension indefinitely. Some people are even rumoring that he might be back on CNN as early as January after the holidays.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to do an over and under. Anybody can, you know, have any sort of quote-unquote holiday game that you want to. But I believe, listen, if Chris Cuomo returns to CNN in January, that will mark the official death of the Me Too movement.
Wait, say it again, the death of what?
Of the Me Too movement. The Me Too movement will officially be dead if Chris Cuomo is allowed to return to the airwaves of CNN.
Well, that's a really good point. I mean, what credibility is there if the left-leaning, no, that's the wrong word, the left-leaping media is basically throwing the Me Too movement under the bus in favor of keeping the tough guy on the air?
Yeah. I mean, in essence, that's what it is. And again, a lot of people say, even asking me this, and they're talking about this on my podcast, I was like, well, how are you making that connection? It's the small part of this information that just came out about the emails and the text messages of Chris Cuomo. It's what Chris Cuomo was willing to do to protect his brother. It wasn't just advise him. He was looking for information on his accusers to use against those accusers. Now, we don't know the extent of which he was going to go to use that information, but he was looking for dirt. Now, we've dealt with, since the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, right, that believe all women. And people like Chris Cuomo were leading the charge in that diatribe about believe all women, believe all women, believe all women. And here his brother gets into a jam, and I get the whole thing, this is your brother. But the Me Too movement, in essence, watched this guy in these new revealed text messages, in essence, try to find a way to attack these women and to discredit them and discredit the allegations they had against his brother. Now, if they are willing, if CNN is willing to put this man back on the air, this is a slap in the face to every anchor on CNN throughout the Kavanaugh hearings and, you know, everyone else for that matter, who stood up for that movement. That means that CNN has no credibility for the Me Too movement, nor does anybody else for that matter who doesn't or who allows Chris Cuomo to go back on the air.
Well, and Nor do the Democrats who sat around and shrugged their shoulders, or worse, you know, a year and a half ago, Andrew Cuomo was a superstar. He was he was the Democrats' Trump. They wanted him to run for president.
Mm-hmm. In fact, there were rumors. You might remember that during the primaries, it had been rumored that they were going to do a contested. It was going to be a contested convention.
Primary. Yeah.
A contested convention where they would sort of swoop Andrew Cuomo in. I mean,
yeah. So obviously, nobody on the left who claims all this stuff and they stand be, you know, they're willing. These are just shields that are facades behind which the political parties hide in order that they can go to war and look like they're fighting for something that's good and uplifting and elevated, rather than it just be scummy politics. But it always seems to come down to just being scummy politics. You know, you said that you made a statement about Chris Cuomo and what he did. And to me, what he did is he made a decision that power is more important than personal integrity. And to do that means that you no longer have the character to be trusted with anything important. If you're always going to be looking for what is the way I can enhance my own personal power, then you're not worthy of anybody's trust. And that's how I look at it.
Well, let me push back on that a little bit. I'm going to look at this from a different angle on Chris Cuomo. And I asked some of the listeners this as well. Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo apparently are very close. They are brothers, for crying out loud. Would you join the public outcry to excoriate or to just pretty much the public outcry against your brother, or would you help him, or would you stand on the sidelines and just let him go through, you know, whatever he's going through? A lot of people had difficulty deciding on which side of that they would end on. If it were my brother, my youngest brother, I probably would end up in Chris Cuomo's shoes. Now, my middle brother,
really?
Maybe not so much. But my youngest brother. Yeah,
depends on which brother.
Say again?
Depends on which brother. But the no, I would say there's no obligation to publicly voice to join the voices calling for your brother's neck. That's not required.
Yes.
You've got your own responsibility to your own career and the things you do.
Right.
And the things that are important to you and the things you value. And if you value your brother that much, then you owe it to your job to leave your job and to not bring down the integrity of the place where you work and put at risk all the people who you claim to care about who work there. That's the only, then you can go, you leave your job and you can go fight for your brother all you want. But if the game is preserving my brother's power is all that matters, and I will abuse and misuse the tools that are right in front of me, including my TV network, which has been so good to me, I will throw them under the bus too in order to save my brother, because all that matters is the political power. That's all that matters.
Possibly true. I mean, like I said, I think that it's a little deeper than that, but that could also be true as well. Lastly, before I get out of here, if I may.
Yes.
Can I talk about this Alec Baldwin thing?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get a break in, and then we'll talk a little Alec Baldwin. We're talking with Reese Hopkins. Reese on the radio. We will visit poor old Alec. I wonder what happened to him on WTIC.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
We're talking to Reese Hopkins, Reese on the radio. Reese's guy I did radio with in Boston. He's now in Virginia or some godforsaken place. And he joins us. He joins us nevertheless every week for a little bouncing around. So my producer, Anthony, got all excited. Said, I don't agree with Reese on this, but I'm not sure if we need to subject you to that. I just thought it was interesting, the position you're taking, because the You know, I think you're taking the position that most people in the audience would support, and that is that if it's your brother, it's loyalty first. And I don't,
right.
I believe in loyalty, but loyalty doesn't give you agency to not have values. Loyalty says, I will help my brother through thick and thin any way I can, but I can does not include behaving without integrity.
Yeah, I know. Again, like I said, I understand where you're coming from, but it's a lot of us having been or being separated from said, position or issue. We sort of like can sit on the sidelines and sort of like make that proclamation saying, hey, I don't know if I'd risk my job to help my brother. I'm just looking at it just saying, if the brothers are that tight, which I believe they are, I can only guess from their, what I've seen of their relationship. I kind of see or understand that these two boys would look at each other and go, I'm going to stand up for my brother thick or thin. I don't care what hell or fury comes my way.
What's your little brother's first name?
Briggs. That's my baby brother, Briggs.
Briggs, the one you would you think you would do this for. You would become a Cuomo
fan. Oh, definitely.
For.
Briggs, what, he's my favorite.
Okay.
Charles, on the other hand, not so much.
So if well, let's have Charles on next week and see if we can sort this out. But with regard to Briggs, so you go to Briggs and you say, Briggs, you're the governor of New York. You made a mistake, but I'm willing to stand with you, and I'm willing to destroy my network and my career there, if necessary, to use it in defense of you. That's how much I love you and how loyal I feel. And if Briggs felt that kind of loyalty back, I would think he would say, nope, nope, I will not allow you to do that. And I will not bring you inside of this because that would soil you as well. And if I'm going down, I want to keep you clean. And if I'm not going down, I'm going to save myself without you risking your career. Wouldn't that be the way to reciprocate that kind of loyalty?
Absolutely. I would expect my brother to say something like that. And my response would be, hey, I work over at CNN. Have you seen the ratings at that dump?
Well, the other side of that, though, is they pay me a lot of money to bring in very few viewers.
That's also true. Yes.
Have you seen that paycheck? I make more. This is Chris talking to Andrew, right? Listen, Andrew, I make more in 1 week than you get in a year.
Right.
Let's save my job.
Yeah, and then you can live in my basement, right?
Really? You can even have the third floor. Take the whole thing. Nobody lives up there. It's just extra space I have so the people driving by can see how rich I am.
Exactly.
All right, Reese.
Alec Baldwin, yes.
I knew we had something else we needed to talk about.
This Alec Baldwin thing. Listen, I have a prediction, folks, and I do believe it's going to happen. I think Alec Baldwin is going to be charged with some kind of crime for this shooting on the set of his movie Rush.
What's giving you that vibe now?
Say again?
What's giving you that sensation now? Because my brother said the same thing to me over Thanksgiving, that he thought he was going to be charged. What's going on?
Well, the fact that he would make an announcement that he is going to give an exclusive interview to George Stephanopoulos of ABC News.
Mm-hmm.
Why do that? If this is an investigation where a person died and another person was injured, he has been told by his lawyers and anyone they could think of not to talk to anyone. This is, in essence, a criminal investigation. Why give an interview to ABC News, or an exclusive for that matter? Why give that interview at all?
Yes, that's a very astute observation. So your theory is that his legal team wants him taking the risk of talking publicly because they want to be able to spoil the jury pool and gain as much advance sway with the jurors, potential jurors, as they can.
That's correct. You want to try this in a court of public opinion. And that's in which the realm in which these people operate, at least in my point of view. I believe that actors or people, celebrities in that matter, that they you know, they want the court of public opinion to, in essence, side with them, to put, you know, poison the well in some cases, that if they were to get a jury trial, that people would have seen this interview where he was trying to defend himself. Jussie Smollett, yeah, who's in court now, did the same thing when he, yep, did his interview with Robin Roberts.
Yeah, that's an amazing story, too. I'm glad they finally have some facts coming out. So Alec Baldwin, this is incredible, his situation. And I think by the way, imagine how hard the prosecutors, if they do charge Alec Baldwin, how hard they're going to work to get Trump voters on the jury. They'll be mad at Alec Baldwin for his Trump impersonations. All right, Reese, well, yeah, good stuff.
Absolutely. But I don't think that Alec Baldwin is going to do a day in jail, that much I know. But he will be, without a doubt, criminally prosecuted. I'm willing to bet anything on that. There's going to be a criminal prosecution of it, and I think he's aware of it.
Visit ReeseOnTheRadio.com. Reese, good to talk with you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Reese Hopkins. Those are good observations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.